6:19, we have triple team traffic now, and back over to you, Andy. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda. Things are actually moving well in the Salt Lake Valley so far this morning. The volume's still pretty light at this point, and nothing to slow you road condition-wise, so it's the best one we've seen in a while. Banking are a little bit busy, kind of by the Harriman intersection, 134th South, but looking good, really, after that, all the way up to the airport. For those of you taking 215 on either side of the valley, traffic's still light. The construction not slowing you down on the south end over by 6200 South 20th East, Eric.
Andy, the northbound I-15 crash in Utah County just before Pleasant Grove Boulevard has been cleared. You still have some trace of remaining delay between 1600 North and Orem and PG Boulevard, so just wait that out. That shouldn't take you more than a minute at this point. The rest of I-15 looking good. Redwood Road also looking sharp as you head up towards Camp Williams. Heather?
We've got pretty good speeds right now. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, still about a 30-minute KSL travel time, and no problems on US 89, but we're still very congested for anybody trying to get into Hill Air Force Base, and it's really affecting Roy drivers. They have the worst of it on 5600 South and also on 1900 West. Big delays in all directions there. Designer suit collections including Calvin Klein, DKNY, Austin Reed, Michael Kors, and Jack Victor at affordable prices. Mr. Mac, no one buys, no one sells, no one cares the way they do. Absolutely no one. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.